fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right. You knew exactly what we were going to talk about. This is the biggest news story over the weekend, and unfortunately, because of our structure that we do on the weekend, we didn't cover it. So we're going to cover it now that the smoke has cleared a bit. One of the top U.S. fuel pipeline operators, the Colonial Pipeline, had to shut down its entire network due to a ransomware attack. Ransomware, for those of you who don't know by now, is a kind of virus that encrypts and holds a computer hostage, and the only way it's going to let go is to either A, redo all of your systems, or B, pay the ransom. The ransom is usually done in Bitcoin and usually some number of which the attacker sets based on the target. In the case of the Colonial Pipeline, it's most likely pretty high. We're not sure exactly what, but here's the thing. Their system was taken down and they are currently recovering from the ransomware attack because, of course, they most likely chose option A because option B just encourages this kind of nonsense. So they are trying to recover from the systems because, of course, anyone worth their salt in this kind of industry would have gone ahead and made sure there are backups. So they are restoring from those backups, but they are not going to be up and running until the end of the week. But here's the thing about the fuel consumption here in the U.S. The network that was shut down pretty much provides fuel, being both gasoline and diesel, for pretty much the entire East Coast, along with some other sections as well. This means that gasoline and diesel need to be transported via pretty much any other method across the country to the afflicted areas. This means that all across the United States, the cost of gasoline and diesel is going to go up right in the middle of peak. Well, not really peak, but right as fuel consumption rates normally go up. Now, normally you'd think that it's just like, oh, whatever, it's just a little bit. And they're going to be up and running by the end of the week. The thing is that is an entire week that literally no gasoline, no diesel fuel can get to the entire East Coast. And I hate to break it to you, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, I guess it's going to be a little harder to drive your car around with no diesel. That means the entire trucking infrastructure takes a huge hit. And I hate to break it to you if you don't know this by now, but trucking is what makes sure that your store shelves are stocked. So, you know, it's kind of a big deal to make sure that there is diesel and gasoline. Needless to say, though, this is the first time we've seen in a while where a cyber attack makes this big an impact. We'll talk about this more in Eagle Eyes on Tech. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.